Hey guys, welcome to Dim Mock Project lesson number 15. Today we're going to do a little bit of a review, and as you can see above you have quite a bit of text information here, which I'm providing you written today instead of on video or other ways. I like to mix it up so that keeps everybody guessing as to what's going to be happening next. I talk an awful lot about awareness of environment and things like that, and in Dim Mock, that's extremely important. You need to know what's going on all the time. You need to know where you are. You need to know what time it is. You need to know all these things. And you can very easily integrate that into what you are doing. Right? I know I have over the years. Now you'll see two breakdowns there with bullet points with regards to the directions. Now this relates to QShow also, but when we're relating it to Dim Mock, less of the information becomes important. Right. Now, in Dim Mock, the only important are, when it comes to directional energy, are the first four. The Earth energy doesn't really matter because we're on Earth. Earth is everywhere. Right? And the primo optimum one is north, which is water. And water, of course, is the most abundant thing on the planet. And second, we would have fire. Fire is the next most important. Wood and metal can come in handy, but they relate a little bit more to QShow than they do to the Dim Mock information that I am giving you. So what you always want to know is, where is your back facing? And because it is, in this particular case, it is where your back is facing, not where your front is facing, and what kind of energy do you have as a result of that? Now, as I'm recording this, my back is more or less to the north. I just turn a tiny bit, and it's definitely due north. So I am drowning myself in water energy from the North Pole. Right? And the second thing that we look at here is seasons. You need to be aware of the element that is related to the season. Now, this will tie into the diurnal cycle very, very heavily, because during the, like as an example, we are in winter, water is at its easiest point to do damage to. Okay, so kidney strikes in winter have more effect than kidney strikes in summer, and things like that. Now, you'll notice that fire is not on there. Okay, and I'm not going to tell you why right at this moment. I'm going to let you think about that. Why is fire not on there? And why does Earth not matter in the upper one? Okay. Now, so you know the things that you are going to be aware of. You are going to be aware of the time of day. You're going to be aware of where you are in relationship to North, and you are going to be aware of what season you are in and the resulting element from being in that season. And then we're going to start to couple this together, talking about how to use the alarm points and the special alarm points, as well as all of the other points that we talked about two lessons ago, and put that all together. That's what we're aiming for, is for an understanding of how all of this works together in this course. Let's see. I think that's going to be about it for today. Commit this stuff to memory, guys, and excuse me, practice it a little bit. Now, the season stuff, you need a notebook and a year, but the directional stuff you can practice pretty easily. If you have any questions, as usual, please post them below. That way everybody can benefit from the answers, and I don't end up answering the same question by email like 15 times. Have a great day, guys, and we'll see you next class. Ciao.